All right, Robert, I need you to put your attitude in check, and let's just get this fishing report out of the way, okay?
Okay, speed things along.
Just settle it down, all right? Can you do that, you think, for long enough to get this fishing report done?
Probably.
Okay. Hi, guys. It's time for the place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz sitting over there and me, Captain Josh Olive, sitting over here where I have a keyboard so I can type things out in case you would prefer to read this rather than listen to us two lunatics sit here and talk about this stuff. Either way, we're going to put some information out there, talk about what's been going on in the area, and it starts, of course, with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek. Robert, what amazing reports do we have from this area?
Not many. It's been raining a lot, so the fish are starting to push out.
Okay. Push them out where?
Push them out towards the passes in the Gulf.
Okay. So there's not a whole lot of action happening in there?
No.
We are missing our juvenile bull sharks and our gar and our little tarpon.
There's a few up there, but I'm not hearing any reports on them.
Okay. So all the stuff we talked about last time is there. It's just...
just really nobody reporting on them.
Okay.
We've had so many wonky thunderstorms this whole week that the reports are really, 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 really sparse.
Okay. Well, do I dare even ask about the Darce Park boat ramp on I-75 bridges?
I caught a couple snook there. One of our guys here caught a couple snook there and a black drum. That's it.
Under the bridge?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. What would you be fishing with if you were fishing up there?
They were using shrimp.
Okay. Shrimp. Fantastic. The US 41 bridges.
Oh, let's see. The 41 bridges. We got some mangrove snapper, but they're thinning out. Occasional black drum. A couple of bull sharks. There's been some jacks coming through because in the afternoon there's been some schools of thread fins mixed in with some small white bait. And along with a couple of Spanish mackerel. And that is it. I have not heard anything about snook or the juvenile tarpon or even adult tarpon.
Which
should be there, but not necessarily.
Okay. Well, but still, having bait up there and having fish attacking the bait is all good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Why not? Lashley Seawall, anything over there?
Nothing.
Bayshore Pier is gone. Port Charlotte Beach Pier is gone. Spring Lake Park, what are we hearing from there?
Nothing.
Okay, then I'll just keep it that way. Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
Let's see. Some black drum. Snook. Mangrove snapper. They're starting to thin out, but they're still catching them. Let's see. A lot of juvenile tarpon rolling all over the place to aggravate everybody. And occasionally some jacks.
Okay.
And the black drum have been in little schools. They're cooperating a little bit better, but they're still... I mean, I got guys that are telling me they're throwing blue crabs in front of them, peeled shrimp, jigs, and still not even hooking them when they're casting into a group of 15 or 20 fish.
Well, that's annoying of them.
Yeah.
I saw one of the news stations had some aerial footage of a school of black drum, one of the canals, and was talking about the mystery fish that had been spotted in the canals. I'm like, how is it a mystery? This is the same school of fish that's been in that same canal every year. Mystery fish.
Because they got to grasp onto something, right?
I guess. You want to solve your mystery, ask somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Well, just like they'll pay so many thousands of dollars to do a study on what that drumming noise is in the canal.
What is it, Robert?
I don't know.
It's
an ore fish.
Elgin Bridge. What do we got up that way?
That would be more realistic, right?
Absolutely.
Elgin. Let's see. They're catching some snook. Seeing a lot of juvenile tarpon. The mangrove snapper are there, but they are thinning out too. And then some baby bull sharks.
Now these juvenile tarpon, they're not catching, they're just seeing.
Just seeing them.
Because I have seen some photos of people holding some juvenile tarpon up in that area.
And they might be, I just haven't heard of any.
Okay. Oh boy, suddenly I don't know how to type at all.
No?
No.
You got butterfingers today?
I just looked at the words I had typed and I put all the spaces in the wrong places. That was
nice.
Useless.
That's perfect.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
I've got no reports for that.
Fine,
area.
Then. How about the South Gulf Cove canals?
No reports
for that.
Fine,
then. How about the West Wall?
Let's see. Redfish. Some small snook. And then there's been some small cobia on top of the bar with a variety of smaller sharks on top of the bar.
Okay.
Mostly bulls, but from 2 foot to 6 foot, people are seeing them.
Now these redfish and snook.
They're under the bushes.
What do you think they might want to eat?
Oh, all shrimp. Some guys have been catching a few on topwaters and shad tails.
Okey-doke. Now tell me about the shrimp situation that we've got going on here, because...
What shrimp situation?
Well, number one, you've told me that there have been a couple of days where you might have requested more shrimp than you actually got from your
like
suppliers,
today.
And that you've been running out, and also that the size has been dropping down a little bit. What's happening here? Why don't you guys just... why don't you just order more from someplace else? Why don't you just tell them they need to spend longer and catch more? Come on, organize your shrimp situation.
Uh-huh. Well, it's the flywheel at the shrimp manufacturer broke during one of those late afternoon lightning storms and just not producing the shrimp the way they should.
That's funny, because the same thing happened last year and the year before and the year before. And
yep.
It always seems to take you, like,
always
2.5
right
months
that,
to fix it.
Yeah, it always happens around that full moon in July.
Huh.
Kind of weird. I don't understand. It's like, I don't know, coincidence or...
Yeah. It seems to be a little early this year.
Yeah. So they're working harder to catch their shrimp, so they're coming in later, so because they're staying out later trying to fulfill their quota that they need. And we're going into what they call peewee season, which kicks off officially almost all the time the full moon in July. This year it seems to be happening a couple weeks early.
And that's very different from what our situation was just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
When we were getting lots and lots of big shrimp coming in to the point where it's, you know, it's hard to even find regulars through here.
But that's
know?
The precursor to that happening.
Yes.
That
and that's,
always happens
that's
that way.
That's the downside, though, is that you just get people used to that, and then you pull the rug right out from underneath them with, oh, no shrimps for you. And when I say you, I don't mean you in particular.
Yes, you do. You're pointing your finger right at me while you're saying that.
I mean, it's just the natural cycle. Listen, if you want to blame somebody, I'll tell you who to blame, okay? Your deity of choice, just point your finger right at that one. That's the one who set it up. It's God's universe. You're just living in it, okay?
Yep. And there's nothing we can do about it. And it lasts anywhere from 2 weeks to 2.5 months. That's the great part about it, is that fairly predictable to when it's going to happen. Not so predictable about when it's going to change.
Well, the good thing is that you know that nobody's going to blame you personally for this.
Oh, every single one of them that walk in the door, it's my fault.
Everybody's going to understand that this is just, it's a natural product. You can either catch it or not catch it. You can't guarantee anything about the size. It's just what nature gives. So.
Yep. No, it's just normal.
On the other hand, if you'd like to blame Robert, if it makes you feel better about the sadnesses in your life to yell at a bait shop employee who's just trying to do their best to get you some shrimp so you can go fishing, then okay, I suppose. But just be aware that if that's you, you're not a very good person.
Yeah. And
moving on to
I'll
the Cape Hayes
Josh's
Bar.
Card and he'll straighten you out.
I'll straighten you right out. You can call me. Cape Hayes Bar.
I got nothing for there.
Okie dokie, turtle and bull bays.
I had to give a guy's name to Tim the other day to take care of, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He went off on a couple of the employees in here about his fishing pole.
I see.
Call okay. him. Let, yeah. Let him know how that works out for you.
Yep. Have a discussion.
It didn't work out well. He called me later and told me. It was fun.
Turtle and bull bays.
Oh, let's see. We got redfish are scattered all over in there. There's been some snook in there, but a whole lot of littles.
When you say the redfish are scattered all over.
In the bushes.
Trees?
Okay. In the bushes.
The oyster bars at all?
A couple guys have caught them out on the oyster bars, but the majority are under the bushes.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to, you know, be clear, because people go in there and they're like, well, I didn't see redfish all over, so
yeah.
Where'd you look?
Yeah, they're mostly under the bushes, but it's like one here, two here, one there. They're not in groups. They
That's
seem
okay.
to be in, like, ones and twos.
I can tolerate that. But, you know, if peewee season is a month early, then maybe redfish will start schooling up a month early, too.
Well, they have been for the last couple of years anyway.
A month earlier than they have been.
Oh, yeah, great.
In which case, it's going to start...
Early July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks. All right, so the
five
red...
5 more weeks, we're gone.
The
5 more weeks.
5 more weeks. Arizona, mm-hmm. buddy. Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to pre-apologize for you guys that we are going to miss that fishing report, because we are not going to do it from Arizona. It wouldn't make any sense.
Nope.
We'll give you a lizard report when we come back.
There you go.
The rattlesnake report. Tell you how that went.
Perfect.
Okay, so redfish and...
Small snook. A few mangrove snapper. Several different sharks. Bonnet heads. Black tips and bulls. One guy caught like a 4-foot black tip in there.
Okay. What the heck was it doing in there?
I don't know. It was cool, though. He was so excited about it because it hooked it and it jumped, and he was in about 3 feet of water. He said it cleared about 3 feet of water and then just skimmed right under the surface like a torpedo for like 100 feet before it did a left turn. He said it was just like the coolest thing visually.
It does sound pretty cool. The trouts?
I haven't heard of any in there.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some in there, but I have not heard of any. The trout I'm hearing about, with the exception of a few bigger ones, are all small and not in that area.
Gotcha.
But we're getting close to the area.
Okay. Well, it got warm, you know. They might want to slide a little deeper. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing. Occasional Spanish mackerel in that vicinity.
Okay. Random Spanish mackerel nearby. And that'll just be good enough. Gasparilla Sound.
Spanish mackerel, ladyfish and trout out along the edge in that 6 to 8 feet of water.
Okay.
A few sharks. Particularly kind of devilfish to sandfly area for a few bigger bull sharks. Black tips, black nose, sharp nose. Basically around the clam lease area.
Okay.
And then some redfish and snook along the shoreline.
Okay. Bring us to Placida, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass. Of course, the Coral Creek Pier is fishable for land-based anglers. The Placida Pier is not.
Right. So basically, you got Spanish mackerel, sharks, snook, mangrove snapper, all being caught through the vicinity of around the Placida Trestle and through Gasparilla Pass. And then
okay.
There has been some occasional tarpon coming through. They haven't been hot and heavy there, but they have been coming through there. So
okay.
If you're on your way to Boca, it's worth stopping to look if you happen to be in the Placida area.
Okay. All right. That moves us to Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. Got nothing.
Okay, then we could talk about... I guess that brings us all the way out of the Gulf. What's going on out there?
Besides a lot of thunderstorms?
A lot of thunderstorms. I'm writing that down.
Well, this whole week has been so crappy with the weather. A couple guys have made it out, so there's been a couple of permit being caught at some of the near shore reefs, along with some Spanish mackerel and barracuda. I haven't heard of any big permit and not good numbers by any stretch.
And how far off is near shore in this case?
12 miles. School bus, Palm Island Ferry, Trembly, Helen's Reef. Couple of spots that I've heard about. Okay. What else? We've had some mangrove snapper, lane snapper, and some yellowtails anywhere from 60 to 120 feet of water. So 12 miles to 30 miles.
Yep.
And then a couple guys did get out for some red snapper, and they were fishing 160 feet of water, and I think he said it's a 36-foot yellowfin.
Okay.
Because that's about the only thing that might be relatively comfortable with the way it's been out there, and he's the only one, because several people bought a bunch of bait last weekend and are still sitting on it to try to hopefully use this weekend.
Yeah. Did they get any grouper while they were out there?
Yeah, they got a couple red grouper, but nothing real big. He did catch like a 15-pound gag grouper.
Oh, okay. Put it back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and he caught a little strawberry. He had never caught one of those before.
Oh, that's cool. Did he know what it was?
No.
Did he keep it?
No. He was pretty sure what it was, but he wasn't 100% sure. So he said it actually kind of reminded him of some of the coral trout that he's seen pictures of over in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, some of them have a lot of color like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost hate harvesting those little guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a great sandwich, but, you know, it's so cool. Yeah. You just look at them and you're like, pretty. Oh, you're awesome. I'm going to put you back.
Don't they top out at about 16 inches?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They're not big.
Yeah.
All right, we are moved on now to the Venice Jetties and the Venice Pier.
Okay, so the Nokomis Jetty is open, but the Venice Jetty is not.
Okay, well, the pieces of rocky, hard stuff that line the Venice Inlet.
There you go. Perfect.
And we can fish the south one.
Hey, you're
one.
The one that gets specific sometimes.
I do.
I catch you on this one.
We can fish the south one. We just have to have a boat to do it.
Yes.
Or a kayak, which is a little dangerous, but I see them doing it all the time anyway.
Yeah. Not my cup of tea.
I guess you could swim and fish it.
Yeah. No. So, Spanish mackerel, whiting, snook, mangrove snapper. What else have I heard from out there? That's it. And that's at both places.
Okay.
We're seeing some bait out there and seeing some big splashes in it, but I haven't heard of anyone catching anything else out there. One guy did say he saw about a 4-foot shark cruise underneath, 100 feet from the beach under the fishing pier.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so that's pretty normal. Biggest one I've ever seen out there was closer towards the end, and it was, it was a healthy bull shark. It was 8-9 foot.
Yeah.
It's definitely the biggest bull shark I've ever seen from land.
Okay. Okie doke. That's going to bring us to the passes. Ponarasa.
Ponarasa, nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
Captiva Pass.
Spanish mackerel. A couple of tarpon. Some snook.
All right. Say that again.
Lots of little sharks.
Okay.
The snook right along the beach line out there. And then just on the inside, they're getting some trout in that deeper water, in that 6-8 feet of water.
Okay.
I guess there's been a bunch of little thread fins all over the place right there, just on the inside of the pass.
Okie dokie. How about Boca Grand Pass?
Mangrove snapper.
Okay.
Tarpon. And sharks. And the tarpon have been very sporadic up until basically 2 days ago. Let's see, today is Saturday. Yesterday. On Thursday, there was fish in there, but not very many. There was estimated 50 to 100 fish in there, surrounded by about 10 to 15 bull sharks.
I see.
Estimated.
Well, that's...
With 20 people fishing them. Carl said he sat there for about a half hour going through the whole pass, and just the boat sitting in one little nut. And then he said to heck with it and went out and cruised the beach, and he finally started finding better numbers once he got to Venice.
Okay. But then yesterday?
Yesterday there was about 1,000 fish or better in there. Still very inconsistent. All those afternoon thunderstorms got them screwed up. So, not sure what's going on. It's also right after the full moon. Spawned out, but... The fish are just not concentrated in any one area right now.
Okay.
Which I know that's all for the other section too, but since Boca is so popular with that, I figure it's got to go in two spots.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. All right, let's talk about the surf fishing.
Okay. Whiting. An occasional pompano. Lots of snook. Some big ladyfish. I've heard of a couple big oversized redfish in the evenings. What else? Occasional jack, occasional Spanish. Couple of small sharks. There's been quite a few bonnet heads right there at the, what is that, 7th Street, Boca Grande area.
Okay.
And also, I heard of quite a few bonnetheads being caught up there at Middle Beach, Blind Pass.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Okay, well then that's all we'll put. Matt Lachey, Indian Fields, Smokehouse Bay, Buzzard Bay.
Some snook up underneath the docks. One guy caught 3 redfish under the docks. That's it.
Shrimp?
Yeah.
Cut bait?
Nope. Just shrimp.
Cut shrimp?
Nope.
Pine Island Sound.
Let's see. Pine Island Sound out in that 6 to 8 feet of water from Captiva Rocks to Yuseppa.
Uh-huh.
The trout and Spanish mackerel. Guys are throwing and catching a lot on the Miradines. A couple of guys are catching them on the marsh minnow, soft plastic. And then, of course, shrimp. And then there's also been a variety of sharks through there. Really haven't heard of anyone fishing the bushes for the snook and redfish, which should be good, but haven't heard squat.
Okay. Fantastic. Brings us up to Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla. I got nothing.
Okay, how about Burntstorm and Two Pines?
Snook and redfish. And then some trout out towards the deeper water in that 6 feet of water. And the trout and the snook and the redfish have not been heavy, just okay.
Okay. the East Side Keys, and Pirate Harbor.
Let's see, redfish.
Lots of redfish?
A decent number. I mean, if I was going to go looking for redfish, that would be the area where I would go, because I got two customers that have been fishing out of Burnt Store, and the other one's out of Pirate Harbor. And honestly, they haven't said anything about snook. They've just been talking about the redfish they've been catching.
Okay.
The one guy, he goes out there in his little skiff, and he's averaging 6 redfish in about 3 hours of fishing bushes with nothing but artificials.
Okay.
But that's all he's talked about. No snook at all. He didn't mention anything. The other customer, he caught a snook, a trout, and a redfish, because he always sends me when he gets a little inshore slam. But that was the one and only picture he sent. And that's it. Oh, wait a minute, the bonnethead sharks, too. Bonnethead sharks, if I was going to go look for bonnetheads, that's where I'd be going. That's anywhere right there in that vicinity of Pirate Harbor, both north and south. Because I did send a couple customers over there with their grandkids last week, and they actually, one was extremely successful. They caught 4.
Oh, that's cool. Did I cast them, or?
Yeah. Well, he looked for me, found them in the area, and then just did kind of what I said. I said, pretend you're fishing for trout. Once you see one,
right,
there's usually several in the area.
Okay. All right, Alligator Creek, Poachers Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Got nothing.
Okay, then, Ponce de Leon Park.
Little snapper. Some black drum coming through, and some snook, and several people poaching. So, Game and Fish, do your job. Go out there and harass some people. Straighten them out.
Yeah, guys, do your jobs.
Yeah, that's where we're at with that.
Yeah. Seriously.
Kind of overhearing about it all the time there.
Do your jobs. Like, the PGI Canals in Punta Gorda area?
Black drummer schooling up and kind of doing the same thing there in Port Charlotte. Some of them are cooperating. Some of them are just flipping you the fin. Small snook, small tarpon, mostly to look at. A few mangrove snapper. Guy did catch a couple jacks off of his seawall. And a couple of bull sharks. One guy got like a 4 or 4.5 footer off his dock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. There is no Gilchrist Pier, but we could ask about Alligator Creek Reef.
I got nothing.
I kind of suspected that you might. How about the 20-foot holes?
I got nothing.
Okay, then that
brings us... The sharks have been void out there.
To the bait fish reports. Now, wait a minute, hold on. So, when you say you got nothing in the 20-foot holes, are you saying that people were fishing and not catching anything?
One guy.
Okay.
He was looking for sharks and got nothing. He went to the Pirate Harbor hole, the main 20-foot hole, saw nothing, caught nothing.
All right. The baitfish reports. White bait, but also threadies, pinfish, sardines. What you got?
White bait and threadies are kind of mixed together at the 41 bridge. A little bit at marker 2. Some at the mouth of the Myakka. And other than that, the better white bait is closer down to devilfish. No big schools of threadies, of the tarpon-sized threadies in the harbor at all. There are threadies out on the beach.
And the surfer out off the...
Out off the beach, half a mile out.
Because, you know, somebody got excited, I'm going to go to the beach and catch them.
Of course.
Okay.
That's about it that I've heard of.
Fine, then. The freshwater report.
It's been fair to partly crappy. Our shiners have been so teeny tiny that nobody's really excited about it. And we got no minnows this week. Although the shiners aren't much bigger.
Yeah, you got minnows. They're just expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke, then. Let's hear them tarpon reports.
It's been tough. So there's fish in the pass, but not a lot. They just moved in there a little bit better numbers yesterday morning. But they're scattered up and down the beaches from Fort Myers Beach to north of Venice, but there's a lot of distance in between the pods of fish, and the pods of fish are anywhere from 5 fish to 25 fish. They're not great big groups of fish. Funky little tickle. And I forgot my drink.
Can't help that.
Yeah, no.
What are they eating?
Crabs and threadies.
Artificials?
I don't know if anyone caught any on artificials yet, but guys are still throwing crabs and thread fins at them. Carl tried a bait buster the other day, but he hooked 4 fish, landed 1 with his customers, and 1 crab. The one they landed was on the crab. 2 fish in the air were on threadies, and they actually got a goggle eye in the school of threadies, and one of those got crushed.
Okay. That's cool.
Because it took him a minute to figure out what the customer had when he pulled up the sabiki. He's like, whoa, get that in here.
Yeah. Okay. So, overall, though, kind of blah?
Blah, yeah.
Blah.
I'd say on a 1 to 10, it's about a 4.5.
Gotcha. So, we are actually approaching the new moon here. That's on the 25th.
Yeah.
So, coming up fast, we're well off that full moon.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just all these afternoon thunderstorms have just really made it wonky. I guess a whole bunch of fish moved into Tampa Bay, and then a bunch of fish left the Keys 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 4 days ago.
Okay. All right.
So I'm not really sure.
Well, time will tell is all we can really say here. So am I redoing the tarpon map? Or
I'd still say the pass would be my first choice, and my second choice would be anywhere along the beaches. But
right.
It's definitely a 50-50 on all of it.
Okay, so let me get the correct color here. Yellow dots. All right, I put a yellow dot.
I mean, if I was coming down from the harbor, I'm going to look obviously through the whole harbor, but then I'm going to go through Boca Pass, and I'm just going to turn right and go north. Because I've always just had more confidence going north than I have south.
So I'm just scattering yellow dots out here along the beach, yes?
Yep.
Okay. I'll take it all the way up to Venice. What about going south?
Redfish Pass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Any place else to put a yellow dot? Should I scatter them along the beach south, too?
Yep.
Okay.
I was talking to Danny the other day. He said he's struggling, but he's not having as difficult a time finding them as other people, but he did not specify anything where he was catching them at.
Gotcha. All right, well, I took my yellow dots all the way down to Fort Myers Beach. Where would you like a white dot?
That's it. That's all I would stick with.
You don't want any white dots?
Nope.
Well, I'll put a white dot anyway. Put a white dot right there. There. What do you think about that?
You're a circus.
Nah. I'm just very sad that there's no red dots.
I know.
Not sad for myself. I'm sad for you guys. Those of you who wanted to catch a tarpon. That's who I'm sad for.
And it's subject to change in any given second.
100%.
There might be 50 guys out there right now hooked up.
There could, in fact, be. Yes. So. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this report?
Things are changing with all these rains, so just get ready.
Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the water to get dark?
Ready for the water to get dark. Ready for the bait to get wonky. Shrimp to get wonky. Just lots of little changes over the next couple weeks.
And for those of you who are still trying to get this stuff figured out and you're having a tough time with it, I would like to say that your holiday is actually coming up this week. Wednesday, June 25th is National Catfish Day. So,
really?
Get out there and catch them up, guys.
Nice.
All right. Say goodnight, Robert.
Good night, Robert.